Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week, as we continue our Luke series, we are reflecting on the parable of the Good Samaritan. And today, we see how this parable humbles us so as to seek justification by faith alone. Let's read from Luke 10, 25 to 29. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Today's lesson: we all need to keep coming back to the cross so as to avoid self-justification. I'm sure we all have those times when life feels miserable. Life can feel overcast because something has gone wrong, or oftentimes for no obvious reason at all. At such times, our grasp on grace is revealed. Rather like our faith in aeroplanes, when we hit turbulence, so our faith in the cross of Christ is revealed not when it's shining, the sun's shining, and when all things are going well, but our faith in Christ is revealed in the dark clouds of depression and sadness and difficulty. This religious leader knows that in order to be saved, one must love God and people with all that we are. To this, Jesus responded, "Do this and you will live," which in effect, through this response, "Do this and you will live," Jesus is telling him that you are failing. But rather than humble himself and ask Jesus the way of salvation, we read that he says, "But he wanted to justify himself." Like many, this man thought that the success of his standing with God, his justification and his hope of eternal life, was dependent upon what he must do: justifying ourselves. Many people think that they are basically a good person and that God would accept them because of this. At the other extreme, some feel so bad about themselves that no matter how hard they try, they never feel justified or accepted by God or others. Even a parable like this, the parable of the Good Samaritan, could be mistaken for a guide to living the good life so as to be accepted by God. This parable should leave all of us with a nagging discomfort in our consciences, a discomfort that should lead us back to the cross, or to the cross. The first thing that this parable is designed to do is to show us that we have not loved God and people as we should. We've all walked by on the other side. We've all shown favoritism and been judgmental. The first thing that this parable teaches us is that we are not as righteous as we may think, and no way near as righteous as God wants. Too many of us, and we hear it all the time, too many of us spend our time pointing the finger at other people and even other Christians and the church and saying how bad things are because of them. Jesus points it back at us and says we have failed. This parable speaks to us. We are not as righteous as we think. None of us can say, "I've done this, so I live." Jerry Bridges writes that all, no matter our good or bad performance of God's word, need to rest in the justification that is ours in Christ alone. He writes, "Your worst days are never so bad that you are beyond the reach of God's grace, and your best days are never so good that you are beyond the need of God's grace." To this expert in the law who seeks to test Jesus, he gives this parable of the Good Samaritan to pop his bubble of self-righteousness. This man's failure to love God and others is revealed through this story, which shows us the true nature of these two commands about love. This parable reveals that to love God and people involves sacrificial service even to our enemies. I'm sure that all of us can see that we failed and could never do this and live, and therefore we must be justified by faith alone. To be justified is at the heart of the gospel. To be justified includes forgiveness, but it can't stop there. God doesn't just forgive, he also gives or imputes Jesus' righteousness to us when we put our faith in him. Jesus has kept these commands and has loved God perfectly and has loved his enemies. He's done what this Good Samaritan did, but perfectly. He's never walked past on the other side. He's paid for our recovery, and in Christ, Jesus' perfect performance is gifted to us. Robert Lethem writes about justification by faith. Justification entails a right standing with God in which he declares us righteous, forgiving our sins and imputing or reckoning to us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It is only by faith, since faith looks exclusively to Christ for salvation. Faith contributes nothing but merely receives from God. Consequently, nothing in us contributes to justification. Justification is no legal fiction. In our union with Christ, his righteousness is now ours. We are constituted righteous. Justification by faith does not remove the need to get practical with this parable. However, it's vital, isn't it, that we understand God's gift of righteousness to us before we seek to apply it and get sucked into self-righteousness or failure. So in response, we all need to keep coming back to the cross so as to avoid self-justification. May a text like this parable convict us and remind us that we failed. However, may it also remind us that Jesus has succeeded and he is our righteousness. If you are feeling better than others, let this story humble you. If you are feeling worse than others and rejected by God, then also let this story humble you so as to stop being so proud as to believe that your sin is more powerful than God's grace. God bless you.